I'm invited to preach in a summer camp in another church.
啊，我有受邀请呢，在一些那个营会里面讲道。
This church is a Yemen church. They invited me to preach once a while.
亚门教会他邀请我，就是时不时在那边讲道。
But this year there's some company. I was invited as a main speaker.
今年呢，他们邀请我去做这个主要的讲员。
So there are quite a few sessions, 5-6 sessions.
所以就是有几个这个场我要去讲。
So please pray for us.
所以请为我祷告。
To prepare the things.
因为我需要准备这个讲到的内容。
And also, remember when I am there, sent by this church, I represent you.
如果去那边的话，其实也是代表着我们教会。
So Bible said, David said that the one who fight in the front and the one who behind and looking after the things have the same reward.
就像圣经里面大卫说的，在前方打仗的跟后方看守兵器的同得赏赐。
So this is a spiritual family. Whatever, when we are united, whatever we do, we each one has a portion in it.
所以这是个属灵的家庭，所以我们呢，无论在哪里的话呢，有这个属灵相关的事情，我们都是，大家都是其中一份子。
So when you pray, when I'm preaching there, everybody receive the reward.
当你祷告的时候，我在那边讲到，我们一起来同得属天的赏赐。
The spiritual reward we receive, we cannot see, but it will manifest in the level we can see.
这个属灵征战的话，打仗得胜的时候，那个赏赐的话，虽然眼睛是看不见的，但是它会彰显出来，在你的生命当中。
So, also, this week, please pray for me especially and pray for the church. Their church is very evangelistic. They always get people baptized and people get saved.
所以这周的话呢，就是请为我还有这个教会祷告。他们很热心传福音，所以常常会有人一起受洗啊，这样。
It's a very special church. Different churches have different characteristics.
很特别的教会，在不同的教会还有不同的这个他的这个恩赐。
Their church they have this middle-aged couples, very good marriage. They read their Bible, raise their kids.
他那边有一对这个中年夫妇呢，非常爱神。
A lot, most of them.
大部分的人呢都是中年这个夫妻，他们有很多的小孩。
They read their Bible, they live their Christian life. They're very strong Christians.
他们就是读圣经啊，过基督徒的生活。他们真的是很虔诚的基督徒。
Our church is different. We each one has a lot of battles to fight.
我们教会不太一样，每个人都有很强的这个属灵征战在。
我们有好多仗在打。
生命当中，真的是我们都在打仗。
So that's the difference, you know.
就很多的困难。
In our church, we have many brothers and sisters. The couple, their spouse are not saved yet. Or we have all kinds of battles to fight.
我们教会呢，很多是这个夫妻双方呢，可能就其中一方没有信主了，经常会有这些冲突啊矛盾。
就是 spiritual battles to fight.
就是很多的一些属灵的征战，对不起。
Some we have financial health. All these things, we are fighting a battle. It's a good battle to fight.
财务上的、健康上的这些征战呢，都是我们要好好打的这个仗。
So different churches have different God entrusted different people and different things gifts.
在不同的教会呢，神会给他们不同的这个恩赐。
But in the spirit, when we appreciate each other, when we are united, and as I said, there will be reward.
在灵里面呢，我们就是彼此的欣赏，在灵里面我们也会一起来领受属天的这个赏赐。
So today we are going to continue to preach on the temple of God, so we understand the fullness of the blessing of God. You know, to receive all the blessings.
我们今天呢继续来讲这个这个神的殿，我们怎么样去一起来领受这个全就是全备的这个祝福。
So I asked Dustin to put on this picture of the temple.
Dustin, 来放这个 圣殿的图。
Maybe some of the new friends you find it's a little bit up there. You know, you don't know what's going on there because this is Old Testament, it's temple. 就是说一些新朋友可能觉得，哎呦，现在读到旧约好像跟我们很远。That's when I explain, you will know that it's very, very close to us. Because God, from the foundation of the earth, Bible said, already planned everything, the salvation of everything.
圣经上说是已经洁净了一切。
Planned, God planned everything.
哦，神已经计划了一切。
Just like when we were born.
就好像当我们出生的时候。
You know,How we look like was determined by the DNA.
我们会长什么样子，在 DNA 里面已经确定了。
That's not designed by us. It's designed by God.
不是我们设计，是神设计的。
So we listen. When we listen carefully, we will know the wonder, wonderful plan of God.
所以我们来一起来听这个神有奇妙的计划，在这里。
Again, I will explain some of the things. I will repeat some of the things.
我会再
Remember this door.
记得吗？这个门。
The temple yard is of four colors.
这个圣殿的这个院子，这外面有这个门。
门帘是四种颜色。
门帘的四种颜色。
Remember the colors, four colors.
那哪四种颜色呢
？First is blue. Second is.
第二个呢
？Purple.
紫色。第三个呢
？Red，
红色。
Fourth one，
白色。
White，
白色。
为什么这样呢？大家记得
？Why are those colors？
So the blue represents heaven，
蓝色代表天。
Purple represents royal king，
紫色代表尊贵的王。
And red represents blood，
红色代表宝血。
White means clean.
白色代表洁净。
So you see, this is the Old Testament.
所以你看，这是旧约的。
But Jesus Christ is already in there.
但主耶稣基督那个
is prophesied.
他已经信息已经隐藏在那里面了，已经。
So if anybody try to come into the house of God,
所以
you have to go through the Royal blood.
任何人要进入圣殿的话，都要经过这个宝血。
Again, this after this, there's all kinds of sacrifices, and the priest is going to serve. We talked about this in other sessions.
献祭啊，这个祭司的这个献祭啊，我们后面会讲到。
Here is the holy place and the holy of holies.
这是圣殿，然后在里面是至圣所。
And this represents God's presence.
这圣所跟至圣所是代表着神的同在。
So when the high priest come to the second door, again, the curtain, the veil is the same four colors.
当大祭司进入到这个圣所的时候，这个门帘也同样是四种颜色。
Because this was revealed to Moses by God, says you make sure.You do it according to the patterns I have revealed to you from heaven. You cannot change.
这是神启示给摩西的，他叫他要完完全全按照他所吩咐的去做，一点都不能有变动。
If a man created a religion, if I were there, you know, like I say, okay, this one I use this color, this one use a different color, this one use a beautiful color.
如果是人造的这个人编造出来这个宗教，然后那就说啊，这个门就是用这个颜色，另外一个门用另外一个颜色，再另外一个门再另外一个颜色。
It's all same four colors here.
全部都是相同的颜色。
And going to here, the Holy of Holies, same color, four color.
进到这里面至圣所的时候，也是同样的那四种颜色。
Why I repeat this?
为什么要重复呢
？I need to let you know because sometimes my children, Dad, you're getting old, you always repeat.
我跟你说，孩子，你跟我说，爸，你已经年纪大了，你怎么会重复这个事情
？Because it is extremely, extremely important.
因为这是非常非常重要。
Now, Jesus said, "I am the door."
耶稣说我是门。
And let's look at read the Bible verse. It's John chapter 10, 7, 10.
读圣经 约翰福音十章十节。
Jesus said, "I am the door of the sheep."
就是说，我是羊的门。
Start from seven. Therefore, Jesus said again, "Tell you the truth. I am the gate of the sheep."
我实实在在告诉你们，我是羊的门。
All who ever came before me were thieves and robbers.
凡在我以前来的都是贼。
But the sheep did not listen to them.
羊却不听他们。
I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved.
我就是门，凡从我进来的必然得救。
He will come in and go out and find pasture.
并且出入得草吃。
The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I have come that they may have life and have it to the full.
盗贼来无非要偷窃、杀害、毁坏。我来了是要叫羊得生命，并且得的更丰盛。
You see here, Jesus is the gate. That's the door.
这里耶稣是羊的门。就是那个门。
You see, anybody else, they come as thieves and robbers.
其他的人呢，都是盗贼、强盗。
That also means if you go through a different door, you get into trouble because you actually do not see the shepherd, you will see the thieves. You meet the thieves, robbers.
你不从那个门进去，从别的地方进去的话，你就不会，你就会见到那些盗贼。
And those robbers and thieves, sometimes they are in sheep's clothes, but their purpose is to destroy.
那些盗贼呢，强盗呢，他是披着狼皮的羊，他们就是
披着羊皮，
披着羊皮，披着羊皮的狼，意思完全反了。他们是来偷窃、杀害、毁坏。
Now, when you think they are good.Good to you, and eventually you get into trouble.
所以最终呢，会是遇到麻烦。
But Jesus said, "I am the gate of the sheep, and if you go through me, what's going to happen? Here is very clear."
耶稣说：“我是羊的门。”这里呢，耶稣讲得特别清楚。
Verse 9 said, "You will be saved." The first thing.
第九节说：“你必会全然得救，如果从我进来。”
Second thing it says, whoever enters through me will be saved. He will come in and go out and find pasture.
而且他这里讲的第二个就是出入会得草吃。
You think about it. First, you will be saved.
第一，你会得救。
What do you mean saved?
得救是什么意思呢？
Your life will be eternally saved.
你的生命在永生里面得救。
From the eternal destruction of hell.
是不会受到这个永生的那个破坏。
Second, every day you will be saved.
也第二个就是每一天你都会得救。
Because our God is a God present.
因为我们的神是同在的神。
So this is very important. Third, the second you find, he said, going in and out, you will find the pastures.
第二个他说你出入会得草吃。
What does that mean?
这是什么意思呢？
Going in, into the temple, you find you get filled. Good food.
进到这个圣殿里面，你会得到丰盛的食物。
Go out, you found good food.
你也得到丰盛的食物。
That means you go to the church, you find good food.
意思就是说，你进到教会，你也得好食物。
You go out to do business, God's favor is upon you.
出去你做生意，神也
给你恩宠。Not just going in, but also go out. You find pasture.
Amen.
同时出来你也一样。
Yes. Your business will be blessed.
是的，你的生意会被祝福。
Your health is going to be blessed.
你的健康会被祝福。
Your relationships are going to be blessed.
你的关系会被祝福。
We have clouds of witnesses.
我们有很多的见证。
How lives are being changed.
见证，就是生命是怎么样被改变的。
And Jesus also said, I come so that they may have life and have it to the full.
这里耶稣也说他们会得生命，而且得的更丰盛。
And in another translation, abundant life.
另外一个翻译就是非常丰富的这个生命。
And the Greek says the life is like flowing. Too much, flowing. Overflow.
Greek?
Greek, yes.
就在希腊文里面呢，就是好像是在充满的，就会满的就溢出来。
Your life is going to be bubbling all the time. You eat出来，太多了。
对。
So you always need to give.
就是你装的太多了，已经是实在是装不了了。
That's why Christian likes to give.
迫不及待的想要给出去，就是基督徒的生活。
But you find in the church, I do not make people always talk people to give. I don't do that.
你看我在教会里面就不会再常常叫大家去给予。
Why? Because when you come to really know Jesus and your life is going to be inside bubbling, you are going to give anyways because you have too much.
因为当你真的得着这个耶稣基督的话，你心里面被充满的话，你一定会给出去的。
Now we come to that picture again.
我们再回到那张图。
Why is it so important that I emphasize again the blood of Jesus?
为什么我会不断的强调耶稣的宝血呢？
Do you know, in the church history, 2,000 years, there's a lot of bloodshed.
你知道在基督教会的这个历史上，2000年的历史上，有很多的流血事件。
Even today, many churches are fighting.
甚至今天很多教会也在互相的争斗。
And also many people don't like church.
而且很多人甚至不喜欢教会。
You know why?
为什么呢？
Because we sometimes we do not go through this door, the church.
因为我们
we go to a different door.
因为很多时候我们不知道要从那个门进去，却从别的门爬进去。
If we go through the right door, we always understand it's by grace.
如果你从这个门进去的话，你就永远会知道这是靠着神的恩典。
We do not get saved because we are good, we are better than you.
我们不是说是因为我比你好，所以我得救。
Oh, I have knowledge of God not because I'm better than you.
我有神的知识，不是说是我比你好。
I can come to the presence of the God, get all the revelations and the power to serve. It's not because I'm better than you.
我可以进入到神的这个圣所里面，可以有各种领受啊，并不是说是我比你好。
Because if you go through the wrong door, you are going to say, "Oh, I'm better than you." That's why a lot of judgments going on there.
如果你从别的门爬进去的话，你就会说我比你好。
Oh, I understand the Bible better than you.
我比你更懂圣经。
My doctrine is better than you.
我的教条是比你的更高档。
About the Holy Spirit. Oh, yeah. You see, I think the Holy Spirit work this way. Give me these revelations.
关于圣灵， 我觉得圣灵应该是这样的，他给我这样的启示。
I'm more spiritual than you are.
我比你更属灵。
And when you come here, you see, here, remember the Ark of the Covenant, inside is the Ten Commandments, that's the law.
在这里的话，那个是约柜的那个地方，是神的这个十诫所存放的地方。
If you go through the wrong door, the law is going to judge people, understand?
如果你从别的门爬进去的话，神会带来审判的。
The law, law, law,
law. Oh, oh, 律法，律法。
But I need to today. I'm going to focus on this. This Ark of Covenant is called the Mercy Seat.
今天我讲这个约柜，这里面有个施恩座。
Why called the Mercy Seat?
为什么叫施恩座呢？
Now, first, we will go to a seat of a.Judgment. That's in Revelation.
So, 先我们来
Revelation
20. 启示录讲到这个审判。
Revelation 20.
第二十章。
11 to 15.
十一节到十五节。
Then I saw a great white throne and him who was seated on it. Earth and the sky fled from his presence, and there was no place for them.
我又看见一个白色的大宝座与坐在上面的，从他面前天地都逃避。
And I saw the dead, the great and small, standing before the throne, and the books of, the books were opened.
在无可见之处了，又看见死了的人，无论大小，都站在宝座前，案卷展开了。
Another book was opened, which is the book of life. The dead were judged according to what they had done, as recorded in the books.
另外有一卷也展开了，就是生命册，死了的人都凭着这个案卷所记载的。
The sea gave up the dead that were in it, and the dead and the Hades gave up the dead that were in them, and each person was judged according to what he had done.
于是海交出其中的死人，死亡和阴间也交出其中的死人，他们都照个人所行的受审判。
Then death and Hades were thrown into the lake of fire. The lake of fire is the second death. If anyone's name was not found written in the book of life, he was thrown into the lake of fire.
死亡和阴间也被扔在火湖里，这火湖就是第二次的死。没若有人名字没记在生命册上，他就被扔在火湖里。
You see, whose seat is this? Whose throne is this?
这是谁的宝座呢？这是谁的宝座
？Whose seat? Of course, it's God.
谁坐在那个宝座上？当然是神。
Yeah, God's throne is
神的宝座。
But here in Revelation, what he's doing, he's judging.
在启示录里面，他在做什么？他在审判。
It's a very scary scene.
是一个非常可怕的一个场景。
You know, it's very, very scary. I have some, know some people, when they pray, God have give them revelations about hell and judgment, and they will have a life, whole life is preaching gospel, like so fervent, because I saw the people, so many people go to hell in the vision.
我认识一些人呢，他们在那个在印象里面祷告的时候，有看到这个地狱的这个场景，所以他们因为这个对他们来说实在是受到太大的这个震撼，所以他们用了余生的这个所有的时间去传福音。许多人走到地狱里面。
I know a sister in Montreal. When I go sometimes to a restaurant with her, she always bring the booklets to tell everybody. I sometimes not get embarrassed because she tell everybody.About Jesus.
我去 Montreal 的时候，有个姐妹呢，她随身就带着那个传福音这个小册子，到处给别人传福音。
I asked her why you are so fervent. You know, that's a good thing, but why you? She told me, Lord, show him in the prayer about the hell.
当时跟她在一起，我都觉得挺惭愧的。我问她为什么要这样呢？她说，因为是神向她显现，让她看到了这个地狱的这个场景。
But when we come to that picture, and we come to the picture, we will talk about the seat of God. This is called, is that called seat of judgment?
但是我们看这个座位是神的审判座位。
What's the name of this seat?
这是什么？这名字叫什么？这个座位
？It's called mercy seat.
叫施恩座。
Okay, the Bible it clearly said inside this holy temple.This place is called Mercy Seat, or another translation is called Seat of Atonement.
这个圣经里面呢，就是讲到这个座位呢，就是施恩座，但另外一个翻译是叫做是救赎的座位。
Let's go to the Word of God and Exodus chapter 37.
我们去是出埃及记。
出埃及记。
出埃及记。是二十三章。
So, we just read from verse 1 to 9.
从第一节到读到第九节。
Bezalel made an ark of acacia wood, 2.5 cubits long, a cubit and a half wide, and a cubit and a half high.
比撒列用。造甲木做柜，长2.5指，宽1.5指，高1.5指。
He overlaid it with pure gold, both sides out, and made a gold moulding around it.
里外包上金金。
He cast the four gold rings for it and fastened them to its 4 feet, with 2 rings on one side and 2 rings on the other.
又铸成4个金环，安在柜的4角上，这边2个，那边2环。
Then he made poles of acacia wood and overlaid them with gold.
用造甲木做2根杠，用金包裹。
And he inserted the poles into the rings on the sides of the ark to carry it.
把杠穿在柜旁的环内，以便抬柜。
He made the atonement cover of pure gold, 2.5 cubits long and a cubit and a half wide.
用精进做，施恩做，长二肘半，宽一肘半。
Then he made two cherubim out of hammered gold at the ends of the cover.
用金子锤出两个基路伯来，安在施恩座的两头。
He made one cherub on one end and the second cherub on the other at the two ends. He made them one piece with the cover.
这头做一个基路伯，那头做一个基路伯，两基路伯接一块在施恩座的两头。
The cherubim had their wings spread upward, overshadowing the cover with them.
两基路伯高张翅膀，遮掩施恩座。基路伯。
The cherubim faced each other, looking toward the cover.
基路伯是脸对脸朝着施恩座。
So this cover and this cover the Ten Commandments, the stone tablets.
这个施恩座了，它是。盖在这个约柜里面，这个十诫的这个石板这个上面。
So there are two cherubim, that's like angels, protecting angels.
有两个基路伯，就是像天使一样，它是保护、守护天使。
And English have many translations, and the older translation called mercy seat or seat of atonement. NIV translated atonement cover.Because it is a cover.
这个不同的英文版本有不同的翻译。有说是施恩座，有时像 NIV 它是翻译成说是是救赎的这个宝座。
By the way, just a bunny trail and talk about the English translation. If anybody read the English translation, you know what to expect.
顺便说一下，就是不同的这个英文版本翻译，你会看到不同的情况。
English translation, there are about 900 translations.
英文呢有900种英文版本。
Chinese, most of us use one translation.
中文的话，大部分都用只有一个中文的版本翻译。
So the English, the 900 translations, the NIV choose the literacy and also accuracy in the middle.
这个九百种这个翻译的这个风格里面的 NIV 它选择是中间的一个风格，就是说它既是能够可读性，同时它也是照顾到这个准确性。
It's in the middle.
它是在这个中间。
If you want to read more accurately, and you can read New American Standard.
如果你想要读这个精确的这个翻译的话，你就读这个就是美国标准版圣经。
Or ESV called the English Standard Version.
或者是英国标准版圣经 ，ESV.
And there are also Living Translations.
还有一个叫做生命。
But it's good for the children to read. You know, it's very easy to read, but it's not very accurate.
叫生命翻译版，但这个是给小孩子读的，它不是照顾到非常的精确，但主要是在可读性上比较。
It's always hard to have both. Both you can be accurate and also you can be fluent.
你很难做到两个都做到，就是一个你要是很读起来很顺畅，很容易读，同时又要很精确，你是很难同时做到的。
So that's why we need some Bible teachers.
所以我们需要圣经老师。
Otherwise, all the pastors lost their job.
不然的话，那些老师就没工作了。
Okay. So.The English Chinese version is very interesting. 100 years we use mainly one version.
在中文翻译就很特别，我们一般都是就一个版本。
So people have a kind of reverence, 敬畏。
有人
比较敬畏。
所以大家会比较敬畏，因为只有一个版本，很敬畏它。
However, also some young people, I ask how do you read the English? They said they don't read.I said, why don't you read it? Pastor Bing, tell you the truth, I don't understand.
我问这年轻人，你为什么不读圣经的？那些年轻人说我是看不懂。
Because the Chinese is 100 years old Chinese.
因为那个中文版本是有100年以前的那个历史的。
So when it was translated, that was the most, they tried to be more popular like 白话文啊。That's the most, simple Chinese.
100年前的时候，那个 翻译圣经的人，他们已经是很照顾到，尽量用这个白话文来表达了。但是那个时候还跟我现在中文还是有很大的差别。
But today we, you know, the young people say I cannot understand.
所以今天很多年轻人说我们读不懂。
So we also appreciate other translations.
所以我们也欣赏别的翻译。
Anyway, we go back to our, you know, the message here. About the mercy seat.
我们回到今天的这个信息，关于这个圣座。
Go back to the picture.
回到这个图片。
You see, this Ark of Covenant, on top there's a cover, which is called mercy seat.
所以这里有一个遮盖在这个约柜上面，叫做施恩座。
In the original Hebrew language, it means the reconciliation. Reconcile to each other.
用这个希伯来文，它原文的这个意思呢，就是说是这个互相的这个调解调和。
Yeah. So basically, when we come to God, we reconcile with Him. He receives us.
这就等于就是说，我们到神的面前来时，他来接受我们，就中间有个调和调解。
And the English word atonement originally, I checked some dictionary. It says at one. It's atonement.Means become one. It's related to this meaning.
我甚至去查的意思就是说，
赎罪。
Atonement 这赎罪呢，就是可以合到一起。
Yeah,
这个、意思
yeah, at one. Basically, we and God can become one.
就是说，我们跟神呢，可以彼此合一。
Well, that means we a relationship is established.
就是关系呢可以被建立。
So why here we do not use any language from there to here?About the judgment seat. You see, in Revelation we said that's a judgment throne. It's a right throne of judgment. But here it's called the mercy seat.
但是你看的那个在启示录里面，他讲的是一个审判的那个宝座。
Do you understand why here we do not?
的宝座
why here we do not? They do not use the judgment seat.
为什么在这里面他一点都不用那个审判有关的这个这？这个字眼就是审判。
Everyone can be a scholar, and God will not judge you if you are wrong. Believe this is mercy.
你们谁来回答一下为什么他不用这个审判的宝座？你们回答，答错没错没关系。
Okay, good. Because mercy triumphs over judgment. Yes.
因为神更神喜悦怜悯大过于他的审判。
You see.Anybody comes through this door, come here.
任何人经过这个门。
God's seat is a mercy seat.
对，神的宝座就是施恩座。
We Christians need to understand, we are totally, totally different.
我们基督徒呢，应该要明白，这是完全不同的。
The grace and all the richness of God come here is oh, so amazing. It's all by grace.
就是从这里面进去，这个门进去，全是靠着恩典。
Anybody comes through this door,
任何人
come into the house of God, there's no one is for judgment.
就从这个门进去
，not anything is for judgment.
进到这个神的殿里面的，没有一个是会带着审判的。
Of course, God is the same God.
当然，神是同一个神。
But remember, you always bring the blood of the Lamb.Even here, once a year, high priest come to the seat of atonement to do the sprinkle the blood of the lamb seven times to this seat. They bring the blood of the lamb.
你知道他们就是每年都会进到这个至圣所呢，就是把那个血这个羊的血就洒在这个是施恩座上吗
？Yeah，
洒在是真的就是洒在施恩座上。
So you see, it's by the blood of the Lamb. The judgment becomes mercy.
羔羊的宝血，这个本来应该是审判座的，竟然成为施恩座。
The judgment is upon the Lamb.
你看，这个审判呢，其实审判在羊上面。
That's why New Testament Paul defended the faith, said, because of Jesus Christ, we are totally set free by grace, grace alone.
这就为什么说在这个旧约里面，使徒保罗 在新约里面呢，使徒保罗他强烈的这个辩护，他说就是我们完全是靠着这个这个恩典，耶稣基督的宝血，完全得这个赦免。
Because even the first century Christians, some people they want to make Christians go to the law again.
在这个第一世纪的时候，他们很多人就还是想要把这个基督徒还搞到那个要依靠这个律法来得救。
You know.You need to be circumcised.
他说你们还要去受割礼啊，这些东西。
Paul said, "No, foolish Galatians, don't do that. Because we are saved by grace."
但使徒保罗说，无知的加拉太人，我们不需要再做这些了。我们是靠着恩典得救。
That's why I emphasize these doors.
这个为什么我要强调这个门？
If we go to forget these doors, we go to the wrong place.
如果你忘记了这个门，那你就走错地方了。
If you are outside of this grace circle and go somewhere else, and it's the judgment seat is waiting for you.
如果你不是从这个恩典的门进去，是从别的地方爬进去的，或者在别的地方的话，那会有个审判在等着你。
So that's why we need to every step we need to know go to, through the right door, do the right thing.
所以我们每一步呢都要经过对的门。
And when we go through the right door and right do the right thing, God's presence always overshadow us.
我们经过对的门做对的事情呢，神的同在就会一直在那里。
That's why you see many new believers they started to see visions. God starts speaking to them.
就为什么说你看这些新的基督徒刚信主的，神都会对他们讲话。
Sometimes when they do business, they pray and God makes them hear clearly which direction to go.
有些人做生意的，他们祷告，神会清楚地告诉他要怎么样去做前面的计划。
Because when we access to God's presence,
我们
all the blessings from God is going to come upon us.
我们进入到这个恩典之门的话呢，神的这个同在就一直与我们同在。
All the blessings.
神的祝福。
You understand, God created the whole universe. The whole universe is under His control.
神是创造天地万有的神，这个一切都在他的掌控之中。
The Bible said, He did not spare His only Son. How much more He will give everything to us.
圣经上讲说，他没有留下他独生子不给我们，何况别的东西都会白白的给我们，岂不会白白的给我们吗
？So we need to always understand the, you know, like how to enter through the right door.
我们要常常要记得是怎么样去经过这个施恩的这个门。
You know, we Christians need to wake up.
我们基督徒需要警醒。
God give us a lot.
神给了我们很多。
But we do not access.
但我们却没有去支取。
We need to access.
我们要支取。
Access is by what? How to access God?
怎么样去支取呢？怎样支取神的恩典呢？
It's by faith.
是靠着信心。
It's through grace by faith.
是靠着。
You know, I'm praying for all of us, including me. We will access God's riches, God's blessings, all blessings.
我们如果靠着信心和这个还有神的恩典的话呢，我们可以支取神的各样的这个祝福。
Again,
再一次
we need to go through the right door and do the right thing. This is a,The presence of God, the bread is the right bread, the Bible.
我们要经过对的门做对的事。这里有一个陈设饼，这个桌子，这个有吃的，这个是只要吃神的话。
The Holy Spirit.
还有这个
This altar
金灯台
is prayer.
金灯台是神的灵。
The altar, golden altar, 香炉。
还有这个香炉。
This prayer.
这个香炉是预表着祷告。
Don't you see that the prayer, the altar is the most closest, the closest to the presence of God?
你有没有看到这个香炉是特别靠近这个神的这个至圣所
？The prayer is the most powerful thing.
因为祷告是最有功效的。
So we will talk about this altar of incense some other time.
我们会其他时间再讲这个经这个香炉。
But today our focus is.
今天我们的重点。
That this seat is not a judgment seat for Christians. For everyone come through this door is mercy seat.
是这个施恩座。它不是给人审判的，只要你进来的时候是经过对的门，做对的事。
Let's read the Bible verse, Hebrews chapter 4:14-16.
来读希伯来书第
四章
第四章
十四到十六节。
十四到十六节。
Hebrews, therefore, since we have a great high priest who has gone through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God.Let us hold firmly to the faith we profess.
我们既然有一位已经升入高天尊荣的大祭司，就是神的儿子耶稣，便当持定所承认的道。
For we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weakness, but we have one who has been tempted in every way, just as we are, yet was without sin.
因我们的大祭司并非不能体恤我们的软弱，他也曾凡事受过试探，与我们一样，只是他没有犯罪。
Let us then approach the throne of grace with confidence.
让我们所以我们只管坦然无惧地来到施恩的宝座前。
So that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need.
为要得怜悯，蒙恩惠，做随时的帮助。
You see, because of Jesus Christ, our high priest, he is also the Lamb. He brings all the sacrifice so that this way is open, door is open. So let us then approach the throne of grace with confidence.
你看，因为这个耶稣基督他就是那个大祭司，他付上这个救赎这个代价，他这个路就已经为我们铺开了，我们就可以坦然无惧地来到他的施恩宝座前。
Another translation can be said, without fear. Come to the throne of God without fear.
就一个翻译就是说是来到，就是毫无惧怕的来到神的宝座前，神的宝座前。
Who can come to the throne of God without fear?
谁可以来到神的宝座前没有任何惧怕？
Now we know because we are all covered by the blood of Jesus.
现在我们知道是因为我们有耶稣基督羔羊的宝血在遮盖。
We need to have this confidence.
我们需要有这个信心。
So that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need.
所以这样我们才可以得连续蒙恩惠，有主做我们随时的帮助。
Yes, of course, He will save us eternally, but also in our time of need.
当然，他在永恒里面他已经救赎了我们。但是呢，他也会随时做我们随时的帮助。
So brothers and sisters, we need to always tell us about the Bible.
所以弟兄姐妹
，the words, word of God.
这个神的话语已经告诉我们了。
Because one thing, for the people sitting here, I always say the Chinese people who are sitting here, sorry, and then it's not about the race or whatever. People immigrate here, they are selected.Either they are very good at studies, either very good at business, use too much mind. Like me, I used to use too much mind.
来到加拿大的很多华人呢，他们都是级别都比较高了，他们用很多的各种思维啦。
That's why when I preach this, you think a lot. That's good.
这就是为什么讲牧师讲到的时候，他们都会思想很多。
But God, in the many years, He trained me and disciplined. You go back to the Bible. It's not your thought. It's my word.
神呢已经训练我，叫我呢要回到这个圣经，不是你的思想。
If you depend on your thought, your ability, you can only do what you can do.
如果你是靠着你的思想、你的能力的话，你只能做你能做的事情。
If you depend on trust my words.You will do the things you cannot do.
但是如果你信靠我神的话，你就可以做你做不到的事。
If you pray for people, the sick get healed. Is that from you?
如果你为病人祷告，他们好了，是因为你吗
？Do you want to do it?
你想
？Yeah.
你想做这样的事吗？当然想。
And when the, all the world, all the business is chaotic, God will give you mercy and to prosper you. Do you want it?
当这个世界所有的这个生意经济都已经很混乱、很差的时候，神会给你这个恩典，你想不想要呢？
Do you think you can use your brain? You say, yeah, I think this way, that way, that way. I'm an expert on the finance, you know, all these things. Can you depend on you, your thoughts?
你想在这个时候你能够依靠你的思想吗？你觉得说你是财务的专家，各个方面都很有能力。
In the coming days, many people, the brains will get into trouble.
你知道，在未来的日子，很多人的头脑都会出问题。
You don't need me to persuade you. You are already persuaded.
你不需要我来证明给你看，你们自己都看到。
But when you come to the throne of God, God will help you.
但是我们来到神的施恩宝座前的话，神会帮助你。
You see.I will ask the Lord to give us what? Faith.
所以我们祷告，让神给我们信心。
Faith to access the throne of God, throne of grace.
可以来到神的施恩宝座前。
So no matter you are new Christian or old Christian.
所以不管是老基督徒还是新基督徒。
Remember our identity.
我们记得我们的身份。
We are Christians because we are saved by.Blood of Jesus.
我们是基督徒呢，是因为耶稣基督的宝血。
We are the children of God.
我们是神的儿女。
A born again Christian will not be judged again.
我们是重生的基督徒，是不会再受审判。
Amen. Again, maybe your brain is going to turn. You say, "Oh yes, some people are Christians are not doing good this that." That's your brain, okay? Now you go back to the grace.
也许你的头脑就开始想了啊。有些基督徒他其实挺坏的。
When you access the grace of God, you know, people don't want to eat garbage. You understand?
你知道人不喜欢吃垃圾食品。
The people who want to eat garbage, they never come to that place to be a prince. If you are a prince, you don't want to eat garbage.
喜欢吃垃圾食品的人。
If you want to go back to sin, you always want to eat garbage.
喜欢吃垃圾食品的人是因为他们还没有认识到自己是王子。
So that's why we do not be afraid. Christians will, or if they sin, if you preach too much grace and they are going to sin and they are going to be in trouble, I need to scare him so that he will not sin. No, no, no. Not by scaring, but you providing the proper food.Provide the proper spiritual, you know, the energy, resources, they are going to be so happy. Hallelujah! I have no time to sing, you know. I have no time to sing. I love my wife, love my kids, love my job, love my brothers, sisters. I have no time to sing.
很多的人呢都会接受这个错误的教导，认为就是我要教一些很吓唬你的那些东西，使得你吓唬你不敢犯罪。但其实不是的，你应该去传讲这个施恩的这个信息，使得他们领受到以后呢，他们会欢欢喜喜的，就像这个王子公主一样来到神的面前，因为这就是神的这个施恩。我哪里有这个这样的心情去要去跟我的配偶作对呢？我都已经高兴得不得了了，有这个神的这个恩典给我。
So brothers, sisters, understand today one word.
所以
God said.For us, even the Ten Commandments inside is not for judgment. It's mercy.
一句话就是神在这个那个地方，这个他是施恩的宝座，不是审判。
It's mercy seat.
是施恩的宝座。
Let's have a prayer.
我们一起来祷告。
Can we stand?
Let's pray. 我们站起来一起来祷告。
Oh, Heavenly Father, we thank you.
天父，我们感谢你。
Thank you. We are so privileged to be chosen as your children.
我们真的是何等的恩典，能够被称为你的儿女。
You said those who receive Jesus Christ into their hearts will become given authority to be the children of God.
那些接受耶稣基督的，他们就会被你所赐予权柄。
They are not born of blood, not born of flesh, not born of human will, but born of God.
他们不是靠着人意，不是靠着情欲生的，他们是从神生的。
And they are called children of God.
他们被称为神的儿女。
God is their father.
神是他们的父。
Lord, we thank you that you are our father.
父啊，我们感谢你，你是我们的父。
You love us so much.
你爱我们。
Thank you for taking away our sins.
谢谢你除去我们的罪。
Thank you for taking the sins upon your shoulder.
谢谢你把我们的罪放在你的肩上。
Thank you for taking our burdens upon your shoulder.
谢谢你把我们的重担放到你的肩上。
Thank you for every step you have given Holy Spirit.
谢谢你。
Help us, encourage us.
谢谢你，你每一步你都有圣灵与我们同在，帮助我们。
Lord, today I pray for everyone standing here.
今天我来为这里的每一位弟兄来祷告。
May your Holy Spirit fill each one.
愿你的圣灵充满每一位。
So our faith will increase.
他们的信心要增长。
So we'll boldly approach the throne of grace.
我们可以坦然无惧地来到施恩宝座前。
So Lord, we will access to the throne of power.
所以我们会来到神的这个能力的宝座前。
We not only we are going to be blessed, we will become blessing in this world.
我们不只是会领受祝福，我们会去祝福别人。
Now you will give us all the gifts to help other people.
你会给我们很多的礼物，使得我们可以去给予别人，帮助。
Lord, we believe your miracles are going to manifest among us.
主啊，我们相信你的神迹奇事会在我们中间大大的运行。
The healing power is going to be displayed among us.
医治的能力会在我们中间。
Just like the prophets has prophesied to our church.
就像那先知曾经在我们教会预言的。
The miracles are going to be remarkable.
这个神迹奇事会非常的显著在我们中间。
And also, Lord, you are going to give us our brothers and sisters wisdom.
而且你会给我们弟兄姐妹们智慧。
No matter which job they are doing, and you will give wisdom.
他们要做的什么工作，你给他们智慧。
No matter if they are in politics or in education or in arts or in media or whatever medicine, Lord, give them wisdom.
他们无论是政治上的、艺术上的、媒体上的任何方面的，主啊，你给他们智慧。
Wherever we go, we are going to be a blessing, just like Abraham.
我们无论去到哪里，我们都会祝福那里的人，就像亚伯拉罕一样。
People will see that you are a prince among us.
他们会看到你是我们中间的君王。
You are prince, just like Abraham, the Canaan people said, you are prince among us.
就像亚伯拉罕一样，他来去到他们中间，他们说你是我们中间的君王。
We will bring the light, life, and the love, and the power, and the hope to this world.
我们会把这个光、爱和这个生命。还有这个盼望带到他们中间。
Your zeal will accomplish this.
你的心意必要成就。
Lord, we thank you.
主啊，我们感谢你。
In our Lord Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.